1446 or 250-414-4712. The email address is allpointswest@cbc.ca. And this story came up because today's meeting between Prime Minister Stephen Harper and U.S. President Barack Obama is energizing Northern BC. As we've been hearing in the news, Harper announced $130 million to build a transmission line along Highway 37, bringing electricity to an area that is currently off the grid. The transmission line will be a jolt for mining companies, according to Janine North. She's the CEO of Northern Development Initiative Trust, and we've reached her in Prince George. Hi, Janine.
Good afternoon.
So how are people in Prince George and the rest of Northern BC responding to this announcement today?
Incredible. I've seen over a couple of hundred emails from across the north, and there is such an energized excitement about this announcement. Tremendously appreciative of the federal government partnership with our province and the ability to for this transmission line to move forward as early as next year, as Minister Lekstrom quoted on CBC earlier today.
What sort of things are you hearing in those emails? I'm just trying to get a sense of who they're from and what they're saying.
Generally, they just tend to be short, excited, we've done it. This shows the power of a coalition, and a coalition that I co-chair along with Chief Elmer Derrick of the Gitxsan, which is made up of 40 communities across the north, First Nations, mining and power supply companies, ventures in the resource-rich area of the northwest, also chambers of commerce and other groups that just have an interest, including some of the communities in southeast Alaska that would love to get connected to the North American grid. Certainly their cost of power in southeast Alaska is much higher than we experience in BC.
So what you're saying is this coalition has come together to speak with one voice. Give us some idea of what having this transmission line will mean in terms of development. I mean, what can you do when this line goes through that you couldn't do before?
There are 11 potential mining projects that we're aware of that are either moving through environmental assessment or have mining permits or are doing advanced exploration work. Those have the potential to attract more than $15 billion in capital investment that's invested in northwestern BC, creating up to $10,000 jobs and generating $300 million in annual tax revenues to governments, both the federal government, provincial government, and to municipal governments. The potential greenhouse gas emission avoidance is absolutely key as well. It's estimated at approximately 3.3 million tons of CO2 annually. That's the equivalent of taking more cars and trucks off the road than are in central and northern BC. So we see huge potential of this transmission line going into an area that has resource-rich in, industry, well, resources.
Yes.
And attract industry and do it in a very environmentally friendly way. There are electric power shovels that are used at mines. There is certainly the experience in the northeast coal fields of using electrical rail transmission to move ore. And there's communities that are currently on diesel that will be able to move onto the grid and avoid the diesel pollution.
Now, so this money, $130 million from the federal government, is dependent on money coming from the province. From what I understand, this is a $400 million project. Where does the province stand in terms of its funding?
Well, the province has talked about making this transmission line a reality for the past several years. It was in the throne speech again this year. There was a commitment by Premier Campbell at last year's Union of BC Municipalities Conference of over $250 million plus an additional $10 million into the environmental assessment process. So with this infusion and partnership with the federal government, this will become a reality, and we have the assurance of Minister Lekstrom today saying that I can tell you our commitment is to move on this as quickly as we can.
But let's go back to that $10 million for environmental assessment. Have the assessments been finished?
Many of the assessments were started several years ago when this project was moving forward, coincidental with the development of the Galore Creek Mining Project and the potential for some hydroelectric projects in that area. So much of the environmental work has been done. The what really has been focused on is some of the archaeological site investigation work over the past field season. The environmental assessment turnaround on that process is about 180 days, and I think that the information is gathered and ready that you'll see that commence very shortly.
What about private sector funding? Where's that at? I mean, how much of that has to go in to complete this package?
Well, certainly you will see the private sector look at their avoided costs of not having to build their own transmission line to hook into the grid. And rather than having several smaller capacity transmission lines in the Northwest, we will see one major transmission line that can serve many developments over many decades. These won't all come at once. They'll happen over many decades in a fairly orderly fashion. And those companies will be contributing to not only create the power infrastructure to hook into the line, because it will really be the backbone of transmission infrastructure, but I think you'll see other contributions as well as they look at what would have been their investment without this line.
Some environmental groups are saying that if this line is so valuable to these companies that they should be putting their own money in, and we should be questioning if they're not willing to, whether we should be spending public money. What's your response to that?
Major transmission infrastructure throughout BC, Canada, and North America has always been a public utility, public investment. The private sector has always then borne the cost of connecting into that major infrastructure backbone. But that major infrastructure transmission backbone was missing in the Northwest area of BC. Now that you see this commitment, you will see public investment or private investment as a result of it.
Some people are also saying that this is moving too quickly, that there isn't enough time because federal money is tied to being completed by 2011, that it won't allow time for proper environmental assessment. Are you worried we're moving too fast?
Well, my understanding of the Green Infrastructure Fund is that that has a longer time frame than some of the other economic stimulus programs of the federal government, and in fact it's a 5-year time frame, and I think that's absolutely appropriate to doing a very high quality environmental assessment process, having the community discussions that have to happen in the Northwest, and doing this in a way that is designed and led and participated in by the North for the North.
Janine, thanks so much for being willing to talk to us about today's news.
It's a pleasure. We're very excited and look forward to great things in the economy and for BC.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Janine North is the CEO of Northern Development Initiative Trust, and she was in Prince George. And we are going to hear more on this story coming up throughout the show. In our last half hour, I'm going to be speaking with Eric Swanson from the Dogwood Initiative about some of the issues that they have, some of the concerns they've raised about this story. But I do want to remind you that it is our question of the day. We want to know, do you think the electrification of Highway 37 is a good idea or a bad idea, and why? And you can call our listener line at 1-800-757-1446 or in Victoria 250-414-4712, and our email address is allpointswest@cbc.ca. It is 3:45 now.